Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kill that music. Get done with that music. AAF. Do we have some AAF music we're going to use all year? Producer Matt. Oh my gosh. I like yes. it. This is big. Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
For the monster that is the AAF, this enormous yes. entity that is the AAF.
This is epic.
You got this big music. Oh,
dramatic.
What's it called on YouTube? Like, what's the title?
Action music.
This is action
Ready
music.
To fight.
This is like this gladiator is so fighting music.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay. Here we go. Let's unveil our teams. Jim, would you like to go first? Leave that music. Just turn it. Yeah, just lower it a little. Perfect. Jim, who is your team and why?
Well, we're the first pick in our AAF team draft.
Rooting interest draft,
right.
yes.
I choose the Arizona Hotshots.
A hotshot is a firefighter that puts out like a forest fire, right?
Is that it?
I think so.
Well, it does have like a firefighter's logo.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that. I'm looking at koozies. I may have to order a couple of those. I did not choose the Hotshots because they are favored to win the league. Somehow they figured out that they have the best team. Rick Neuheisel is their coach. I took him because there is one player from the University of New Hampshire in this league.
There it is.
And he is a tackle by the name of Andrew Lauderdale from UNH. Failed to make it with the 49ers, failed to make it with the Bills. But here he is starting for the Arizona Hotshots. So I'm going to take them because
Andrew
Lauderdale. I'm going to root for the UNH guy.
His nickname is the Fort. They call him the Fort.
Yes. That's right.
The Fort.
Fort Lauderdale. Yes.
I like it.
Wow. So you're going with Arizona, the Hotshots.
Yeah, I'm going with Arizona.
Any other notables here with the Hotshots? Any other
I went down
points?
There. There's the quarterback, I guess, is Trevor Knight, who was at Oklahoma, got beaten out by Baker Mayfield, ended up, I think, at Texas A&M.
Okay.
And failed to make several NFL teams.
All right, Producer Matt, who's your squad in the AAF?
All right, I got the Atlanta Legends.
Oh,
why?
For
four reasons.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. First is some recognizable names. Matt Sims is the starting quarterback. He's the brother of Chris Sims, the son of Phil Sims.
Okay.
Aaron Murray's also there, the old quarterback from Georgia. And also Denard Shoelace Robinson from Michigan.
Hit the music again.
He's going to be a It's got to reload.
Denard Robinson's on that team.
Yes, he's going to play running back for them though, not quarterback.
Hey,
okay.
Wow.
Okay, they also have some drama already. Mike Vick was supposed to be the OC there. He's out.
Okay.
He's still going to be a part of the organization. So 2 days before the season starts, their OC is out.
And Brad Childress quit too, didn't he?
Yes. So we're used to drama here. This is familiar for me. Some Yinzer connections. Durian Grant is there. Malachi Jones, who is a wide receiver, is the son of Andre Jones, who was drafted in the 7th round in 1991 by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, good for him. What else you got?
And also their jerseys. They have like a Vikings purple and Vegas gold look. I like it a lot.
The Atlanta right. What's her name?
Atlanta Legends.
Legends. Chris, you want to go?
Let me tell you a story.
Uh-huh.
I was going to go with the San Diego Fleet, Mike Martz, a bunch of guys from Pitt, and then I thought, you know what? I got family in Texas. I'll check out this San Antonio team. I'll scroll through the roster. And you scroll down the roster, and they got everybody's height, weight, and school listed. What do I see? I see a guy from Pitt, Jared Jones-Smith. Okay. There's someone here. Who else? We got guys from Fresno State, Notre Dame. And then out of nowhere, what do I see? I see Penn State Beaver? Penn State Beaver doesn't have a football team. What
wait
is
a,
this?
Wait a minute.
There's a dude from Penn State Beaver.
Dude from Penn State Beaver. He played basketball in high school at West Mifflin. He then went on to play basketball for Penn State Greater Allegheny, which will always be Penn State DePort to me, and then finished up at Penn State
What's
Beaver.
What's his name?
Darius Prince.
I never heard of him. Good on Darius Prince, though.
He played for the Philadelphia Soul in the Arena League.
This is great.
And now he's a member of the San Antonio Commanders, my new AAF team.
Wow. Okay. I'm going with the Birmingham Iron. For a couple of reasons, because I could call him the Iron. That's number one. Number two, Birmingham, quite obviously, the Pittsburgh of the South.
Of course, yes.
Read any history book, and you'll know that Birmingham is the Pittsburgh of the South. And by extension, in keeping with that theme, head coach Tim Lewis Pitt man. So Tim Lewis is the head coach. Also on their staff, Steve Meyer, the defensive assistant and quality control coach, is a Woodland Hills grad, because you can't have any football league without someone from Woodland Hills being involved in it.
Yes.
They're players. And here's why. Here's why I like the Birmingham Iron, too. You have Blake Sims, Keith Price, and Luis Perez as their quarterbacks right now. Okay? And Trent Richardson is their running back.
Ooh.
Now, they're in Birmingham, Alabama. Trent Richardson can fumble it 75 times. He's going to have to be the running back no matter what. So there's already controversy. Blake Sims, an Alabama guy, the quarterback from Washington and from Texas A&M Commerce, will never play games over him because no one is going to come watch him play other than the Alabama quarterback in Birmingham, Alabama. These guys could be the worst players in the league, and Tim Lewis is going to have to keep putting them out on the field because they're the
Alabama
drawing card.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's already controversy there. Now, I have Birmingham. You have
San Antonio.
Jim, you have Arizona.
Yeah.
Matt, you have Atlanta. Week one schedule for the AAF. Atlanta at Orlando. Orlando a 5.5-point favorite. San Diego at San Antonio. A 5-point favorite is San Antonio.
Yes.
Memphis at Birmingham. 1-point favorite, my Iron. And Salt Lake at Arizona. None of us are playing each other. This is crazy.
No.
Salt Lake at Arizona. Jim, 4.5-point favorite
for
your Arizona Hot Shots.
Over under 42.5. Mm-hmm. I might have to stop by the Rivers on my way home.
Hot Shots!
You can play Hot Shots there.
Yeah, you ever play the Hot Shots slot machine?
No.
Hot Shots! It does that, and then you get that extra spin on the top.
Oh, I'll have to
acclimate
try that
yourself
too.
With that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You'll sit down for 10 minutes, you'll be there 14 hours later.
be the youngest person there?
No, you'll be okay. Hot Shots!
Buddy Keith just texted me, let's start it, let's do it. AAF Fantasy League.
Oh, no, that would be too hard.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But, yeah, what are we going to do? Pick games every week? Is that
what? Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to do it today. My gosh.
You're right.
Yes.
Well,
wait
9 o'clock hour.
9 o'clock. Middle of the 9 o'clock hour, we got to pick games.
We're picking games in this league?
And when our teams
damn right we are.
And when our teams face each other, we got to have some grudge bets.
All right, so here we go. 9:27 today, we're going to pick these games. What, Jim? You're not prepared to do this? Like, you don't bet.
What, like you're prepared to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Sure you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.